Thoughts on Mark, the Syrophoenician woman, part 6, Mark chapter 7, verses 29 to 30. Now this is the sixth discourse on the Syrophoenician woman, and it's the final. We're coming to the end of it. We're coming to the punchline. Now whatever we make of this conversation, and there are difficulties for us here, remember it didn't take weeks and weeks. They weren't talking together and carrying on this conversation over months and months. This is just in a few minutes. You could read it in a minute or two. And the end is now come. And what is the end? This glorious response of Christ. Then he told her, for such a reply, for such faith, for such persistence, for such determination, for such trust. I know you trust me. Christ has been drawing this out from the woman, and she has responded, yes, Lord, even the dogs on the table eat the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. He saw the faith. He was willing, delighted to welcome this woman. He acknowledged the faith. He saw her willingness to take the lowest station. He saw the overwhelming sense of desire and need that this woman had. And his answer is the most simple, plain, assured, definite that you could wish for. What the words meant to this woman, you may go, the demon has left your daughter. It won't take place over several months. It won't be a course of treatment. I have, without seeing her, I have worked this cure. She did not merely assent to the facts about Jesus, did she? Let's be clear about it. She didn't say to her daughter, well, it's all right, daughter, we know there's a man who can do it. No, no. She actually went to Christ and she pleaded with him because she wanted more than the facts. She didn't want to just believe the facts. She wanted her daughter cured. And she needed this, she wanted this, she trusted, she argued, and she pleaded with Christ, and Christ gave. I hope, my friend, if there's anybody listening to this, I hope there are people listening to this, who if you have any doubts about this, if you're an unbeliever, cast yourself upon the Lord. Nothing delights him more to see sinners in their need, not strutting to him, not bragging, not boasting, not claiming this and claiming that, but with a sense of their need and desperation, calling out for mercy. Come to Christ in such a way, my friend, and you will be cured, saved. Matthew 15:28, that very hour. Luke 1:53, the rich are sent empty away, but the poor in spirit, the needy, receive the mercy of God. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. But as his mercy is so great, as his love is so great towards sinners, he has compassion. O unbeliever, as I leave this Syrophoenician woman, let me try just once again. Drop your fears, my friend. Trust Christ. Stop looking at all the difficulties. You're going to see examples in the Gospels of men who looked at the waves and the wind and the difficulties and the trials and all the rest of it. Look at Christ. Trust him. Only believe. Only trust. Only rely. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. I assure you, my friend, if you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And I'm not talking about months and months and months. There's life for a look at the crucified one. There's salvation for trusting him. And it's at this very moment. Well, as we say goodbye to this Syrophoenician woman, I hope her account will long live in all our experiences, and may there be many who will be able to say, because of what I saw in this Syrophoenician woman, I have learned to trust the Saviour, and I too can say, he has dealt with me, He has blessed me. He has not sent me away empty. He has given me all that I needed and more. Blessed be his name.